Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Authorities are investigating a shooting by an ICE agent last night that injured a man's leg in North Minneapolis. Police Chief Brian O'Hara says they got the 911 call just before 7 p.m.
Preliminary information indicates that there was a struggle with a federal agent in front of the resident. During the struggle, the federal agent discharged his weapon, striking one adult male. The adult male then retreated inside of the residence. Eventually, federal agents made entry, and the individual was brought to an ambulance where he has been transported to the hospital.
The Department of Homeland Security said in a statement that federal law enforcement officers were conducting a targeted traffic stop of an illegal alien from Venezuela. Governor Tim Walz is sharply criticizing the ongoing presence of ICE in Minnesota. During an address last night, Walz told Minnesotans,
"Let's be very, very clear. This long ago stopped being a matter of immigration enforcement. Instead, it's a campaign of organized brutality against the people of Minnesota by our own federal government."
The governor says as bad as it's been, President Trump intends for it to get worse and wants chaos.
"We cannot give him what he wants. We can. We must protest loudly, urgently, but also peacefully."
Republican gubernatorial candidate Chris Maddow says he'll provide legal counsel to the ICE agent who fatally shot Renee Good in Minneapolis. Maddow confirmed he's applied with the U.S. Department of Justice to represent Agent Jonathan Ross. Maddow says he's already met with Ross and advised him on the next steps. And a Senate Select Subcommittee is holding a public hearing this morning on federal decisions and the impact on healthcare access in Minnesota. The committee will hear testimony from hospital leaders, healthcare workers, health experts, and state administrators. One focus will be on healthcare access in greater Minnesota. The impact of the growing presence of ICE in Minnesota is now hitting farmers in rural communities, with some immigrant workers afraid to leave their homes. Minnesota Farmers Union President Gary Wirtz says Washington needs to get its priorities straight.
"We still do not have a farm bill, but I saw its budget more than triple. All of our congressional representatives need to stand up for Minnesota, the rule of law, and basic human decency."
Wirtz, other farm organizations, and state lawmakers say they're standing up for farmers. And the University of Minnesota women's basketball team fell to number 3 UCLA 76-58 last night at Williams Arena. The Bruins jumped out to a 17-9 lead and outscored the Golden Gophers in every quarter. Senior point guard Amaya Battle had 16 points and 7 rebounds. The Gophers fall to 3-3 in Big Ten play. Minnesota plays Sunday at Washington. This is MNN.